Well, with Tom Smith at the close of the second day against Derbyshire, that was a day of hard graft, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a tough day. I think we probably didn't bowl as well as we have done all year, you know. But there was great spells at times and there was also loose spells. And, you know, I was as guilty as anyone of that. But what we have seen is you can score runs on it. And, you know, it's positive for us as a batting unit to see the way Benny played this evening. And hopefully we can plough on tomorrow.
I think 6 wickets went down for 114 after tea. You had 3 of the latter ones. Was that because they were chasing?
Yeah, I think we got the sense there was a message that ran out and it looked like they were going to have a bit of a slog. So it was it's probably my forte, you know, that time in the game. It's very similar to bowling in 2020. I had my fielders back and ended up to burgling a few wickets at the end, which was nice.
So the question, I suppose, is Imran Tahir is a quality bowler. How much might he get out of this wicket?
Yeah, it's going to spin. But I think it's going to spin slowly. And, you know, the longer we can keep him out there and bat time, it gets easier, that wicket. I think it's very hard to start on, and then once you get in, you really got to bury them, which Madsen and Hughes did brilliantly. And we've got to do the same.
And I suppose it wasn't a surprise that even with a newish ball tonight, Derbyshire got him on just to see if there was something there.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do that most. They've got 3 spinners with Critchley as well. We're going to see a lot of spin this game. And obviously Villiers a world-class performer as well. So there's a lot of good bowlers there to test us, but hopefully we can do what they did to us.
Well, I mean, James Bracey was very patient at Glamorgan. Benny Howell obviously batted big at Glamorgan as well. If people can get in and particularly play off the back foot on this pitch, there are runs there, aren't there?
Definitely. That's the key to where Madsen was so successful. Played really late, played real deep in his crease and scored strongly off the back foot. And we've got to watch what they did and try and implement that ourselves.
First target, get to the follow-on and then just go from there, I suppose. That's the first plan, isn't it?
Yeah, we want to get to the follow-on with as little wickets as possible, you know. So then we're in a position which we can do either. You know, we can try and, in an amazing world, be get past them, which I think that is very unrealistic, or maybe declaring behind them and throwing it back to them and setting something up on the last day.
Right, thanks for your time.
No worries.